Hey, my name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name's Allie Gibbs. And this is Mom Said. It's a podcast made by three adult siblings.
But it's not about that.
It's not about that. It's always about that. Who does that?
Doesn't matter. Welcome.
Welcome.
You may have noticed that we're in a scary place.
Ooh, we're in a scary basement. This week's episode, the Sibbos came to visit me in San Diego because I'm doing the gig out here, and they came to visit, and so we're recording in the basement of a museum right now.
If you can even believe that.
We talk about Paris Hilton. We talk about Andy Warhol. We talk about a lot of different things. It's a fun episode, actually. I'm proud of us on this one.
Actually, you know what? Actually, for once, we're having fun. So,
for once,
sit back, relax, and have fun for once. Hit it, Grant. Mom said. Whoa, don't do that. Can you please play something a little bit scary?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That sounds about right. Yeah, I got you. I got you. Hold on. I got you. Ooh. 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 Grant Cam is over here, which is really... Grant's over here today, which is really throwing me off.
I know, it is kind of weird. It's actually even, throwing me off.
It's even spookier than
it's
where
even
we
spookier.
Are.
Grant is normally in front of us, or maybe even to my side. But today he's on the other side because...
Welcome, travelers, to another episode of Mom Said. This week's episode takes place in a basement in San Diego. San Diego is a city in California. You've probably heard of it because of the Padres and...
The zoo.
And Carmen San Diego.
That's right.
Even though she's named after a city and not actually from there.
Oh, really? Where's she from?
Well, she's not... She's... That's just her last name.
Right, because where in the world
is
Carmen
San Diego?
I'd love to keep the Grant Cam up for this entire sequence, just watching him disassociate as he absolutely lugged equipment down elevators and across floors. We are
in the basement of a museum, and I know that sounds made up.
But it's true. We're in the basement of a museum because I'm here in San Diego, and for the first time, my siblings came to visit me in San Diego. Woo, woo! I'm here doing my theater job, and the rehearsal studio is open.
And imagine
they're
being,
letting us use it.
And imagine being Grant. Going out drinking
Take a moment.
Close your eyes. Imagine being Grant.
Feel how much bigger your arms feel. Feel how much more tattooed your arms are.
It's a Friday night. You're out drinking with your friends on the west side of LA.
After this morning, you just squatted. How much do you squat? Do you measure how much you squat? Or you just benched 225. You just benched 225
10
times.
I can't even come up with anything funny right now.
Okay.
My brain don't work.
That's okay.
That's all right.
So it's Friday night.
Whatever.
Say it.
Like 385 the other day.
What?
That's how much I weigh.
That's 385 is a lot. I have so much reverb on still. 385 is a lot. That's a lot of weight, right? Is that a max out? Is that like one rep?
That was one rep. Depends who you ask, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Totally.
But I would say that's a lot for how much I weigh.
Yeah, I guess Jason Momoa could probably squat more than that, but he's also 7'10".
Yeah, Momoa probably squats more than you, no offense.
This is
honestly,
we're about to head into a Grant hot take and
maybe
and,
not.
And I'm ready for it.
He said maybe not.
Do you want to put this hot take on the internet?
Not a lot of big guys lift heavy necessarily.
Because they're lifting heavy every step they take.
They're just their bigness was their gift from God.
No, it's their gift from the needles in their butt.
Oh,
steroids.
We could all use a little needle in our butt.
Amen.
Every once in a while.
Amen.
I didn't know how bad Jason Momoa was until I saw the Minecraft movie on Thursday night. I thought he was like got jobs because he was decent. He's atrocious.
What? He's, I like him.
He's a horrible.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
Though. That's what
I
it
like
is.
Him.
I'm talking about actor.
That's
he's
what it
a
is.
Horrible actor.
I didn't notice.
It's also hard when did yeah. you see that movie? Oh, you didn't notice ever that he wasn't.
I've never
doing,
noticed it.
That he wasn't.
I've never
doing.
Noticed whatever it is that
have
you're
have you seen the
to.
Chicken jockey? I sent you the chicken jockey.
Have
trend,
you seen
right?
this trend?
No.
There's a line. There's a. I guess let me explain it. In Minecraft, I'm actually not 100%, so sound off in the comments if I'm wrong, but I believe there's a phenomenon in Minecraft that's really rare where sometimes a zombie will hop on a chicken. Like, there's rare phenomena in Minecraft that, like, if you come
a
across, it's like, whoa.
A zombie will hop on a chicken.
There's yeah. zombies all around. There's chickens. There's all these things.
When you say hop on a chicken, you mean, like, ride it?
Ride yeah. the chicken.
Is yeah. the chicken a chicken-sized chicken?
Well, yeah.
And this, the zombie is the a zombie-sized zombie?
The zombie's kind of small.
It's a small zombie.
It's a small zombie.
Baby zombie rides a chicken, and it's called chicken jockey.
That or, just actually, I know this doesn't make any sense, but that actually made me feel nauseous.
What chicken
you
just, jockey?
When you said chicken jockey, I was like this.
Ooh. Chicken
jerky. Anyway, there's a line in the movie where Jack Black says, also, I love that Jack Black's whole career is him overacting. It's awesome.
I didn't realize.
He's so good at it.
Don't say anything negative about Jack Black.
No, I love it. His whole career is
to
him
be able to
being
pull off,
so theatrical.
Yes. It's, to be able to pull off that size of acting on camera is exceptional.
It's awesome.
He's amazing.
In The Holiday, when he is, and I will go on record saying, hot. He's hot in The Holiday.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I told
all
my friends that. They didn't listen to me, but I think he's hot in The Holiday.
Dude, okay, anyway, I'll put a clip up of one of these chicken jockey trends, but he says this in the movie. He says chicken jockey or whatever, and everyone in the theater, it's usually like high school boys, go berserk. There's one clip where they let off confetti. They're throwing popcorn. There's a dude.
Wait,
a dude
just because he says chicken jockey?
Yes, it's become an internet trend.
It just became this meme. Well, hold on. This dude brought in a real chicken to the theater. He's holding up the chicken while, when he says chicken jockey.
No, it's real live chicken?
Yeah, yes. I don't know how he snuck
it in. Imagine what a nightmare that would be to be the chicken in that moment.
Yeah, I felt bad for the chicken. PETA's having absolute
everyone keeps saying,
fits.
As they should.
The poor theater workers who have to clean that up. And I'm like, yes, but can
ain't
some
no
boys
worse
have
than
some
these,
fun?
Ain't no worse yeah. than these boys'
we,
boogers wiped all over the scene. Yeah. I'll tell
we
you
find
that.
Joy in the mundane.
Can these boys have some chicken jockey fun? Here's what it's like. Hey, let me do some translation from Gen Z to millennial. It's sort of the modern Harlem Shake. You
remember the Harlem Shake? Wait, can we go back to the bit we were doing where we were
yeah,
saying
between we're coming back. We're coming back.
Okay.
Do you remember the Harlem Shake? Okay, great. So chicken jockey is the new Harlem Shake,
okay.
Really. Okay, so imagine yourself as Grant.
Imagine it's Friday night.
You just squatted this morning 385 pounds. You maxed out.
You're out with some guys and some cuties, putting back a couple cold ones. What were you drinking? Cold ones.
Cold ones.
There's not a care in the world.
Not a care in the world.
You live in Los Angeles.
You live in LA.
You're with your homies.
With the homies out on a night on the west side of LA.
You go to bed, and all of the sudden, you know that TikTok sound? Like, I hear this grating sound. You wake up really early the next morning, and you have to go pick up your sister and your brother's dog, drive them to San Diego to then load your brother's keyboard into the car and pick up your other brother.
Yeah.
Drive to a museum and load all of your podcast equipment into
the
basement
of
a
museum
prior to banking hours. It is the morning.
Yeah. It's hard to be Grant this morning, huh? Thanks for your work. Hey, everybody, Grant works. We've already labeled an episode this.
Thanks.
Grant does
know,
the most
so
work on the
podcast. It's so
boring
to say over and over again.
But
know that.
People need to know. He puts in the work. He really do.
For now. If I don't see a return on investment, I'm gone.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
A return on investment.
What
hey.
Made it worse was that he said, I'm just kidding. Because I thought he was kidding.
Until
I knew he was
said,
kidding.
I'm
until
just
he
kidding.
Said, I'm just kidding. And then I was like,
wait, that was serious.
I don't know if he's, I think he had to say that to calm himself down.
I know. He said, I'm just kidding. Or am I? Could the return on investment be time
friendship?
Spent?
Yeah. Yeah.
Relationship building?
Yeah. Togetherness?
togetherness?
If it strengthens the relationships, it could demolish these relationships.
That's true.
That's true. That's Should true. We do the a check-in on how we feel our relationship's going? Everyone sing a verse to the song on how you feel our relationship is.
Okay.
Presently. Okay.
All right. What kind of... Well, I don't want the music to force a feeling, but... So maybe rap, just so I don't force a feeling.
Right. For me, my brothers are my friends. Every time we hang out, we laugh a lot. And they also bug me. But that was true before we did a podcast. So for me, it's really no different. I don't feel stronger or weaker. I feel like myself. Gabe.
For me, it's just mostly a catch up with my siblings because I've been busy. It's nice to catch up and see their faces, but we can't talk about stuff on the podcast that we want to talk about, which is like Allie's job. We can't talk about that. And like personal stuff, we can't talk about that. So it's just kind of this catch up that we do where we say, hey, we want to talk about pop culture or things that we can share publicly. But that's fine.
I've signed so many NDAs. It's a legal nightmare. I can't talk about anything in my whole life because of all the NDAs. Grant!
And wait, I didn't get my last little bit out. Grant and I set up all the equipment while Allie puts on blush. And that's the only time that I really want to throw her out a window is when we're setting up the equipment and she's just putting on makeup. Okay.
Can I have a rebuttal before Grant
No,
goes?
It's Grant's turn. You can't talk.
I love you and I hate you more than ever. That's it.
Okay.
Wait.
That's it.
This podcast makes me like you guys and hate you guys stronglier more than ever. That's it.
Stronglier.
That's true. What did you say? You called it corny, not cringy.
I feel closer to you guys and hate you more at the same time. No.
Okay,
we just have more of an opportunity. We just have more of an opportunity now to annoy each other. But also, I definitely feel closer to you guys.
Agree.
We should check in with each other quarterly like this. Can I talk about why I put blush on while you're setting up?
Sure.
I woke up at 6 a.m. to bring my dog to the dog sitter.
Okay.
Then to pack and bring your dog to San Diego.
Are you trying to put this on me?
No. I'm just saying.
The way you said your dog.
No. I'm just saying.
That's my wife's dog.
First of all, this is a team effort. Tell me the moment in my day in which I would have had time to do anything to my face. I've been moving since 6 a.m. So,
yeah.
In my mind, y'all don't have to do blush to your cheeks.
That's
all
true.
Good, but it's not a job you have to do.
Yeah, my cheeks be blushed always.
It is a job I have to do, and so I will get it done at whatever point the moment arises. Had I had the chance to already do my blush, I would have helped set up the lights, which I know is partially my job.
No offense. Didn't you have a 2-hour car ride?
Yeah, I guess I could have done it in the car ride.
Interesting.
But did you?
Interesting.
But did you have a 2-hour car ride at all this morning?
No.
So.
But I did get you a breakfast burrito.
Okay, so I'd like to say that we're even. And I know it pisses you off that I do my makeup, but you don't know what it's like to be a girl.
You're right. I don't. Although I am, okay, I don't know what it's like to be a girl, but I am wearing wigs. Oh, Grant's going to start eating his burrito in this moment.
I don't know what it's like to be a girl, but I am wearing wigs. Will you wear wigs?
When will you wear wigs? Have you worn wigs?
I'll leave the Grant cam up the entire time I'm eating this burrito.
Great. And we'll time how long it takes.
We're still trying to find our audience. And if our audience is into that kind of thing, then, you know, we'll give it to you.
Yeah, it's sort of a podcast plus mukbang plus musical. We're just desperate for any genre.
Throwing spaghetti at the wall. Please, guys, please watch this.
We'll have hot young men eating burritos while we talk about family therapy to get that
sort of... While we fight about the fact that I did my blush while they set up. And I knew that was annoying what I was doing.
All to music.
But
we're getting the improv crew, the music crew, the mukbang crew.
I'm just saying, but the alternative was me help you set up and then me go into the bathroom for 30 minutes and do...
Me help Tarzan.
Me help you set up, then me do makeup. That would take even longer. So it was a time saver. You're welcome.
I don't know what it's like to be a girl, but I am wearing wigs in this show. So it's the first time I've ever had a show where I have to arrive early to put my hair in pin curls every night. And here's what I have to say to the ladies that I've learned in the last few weeks.
Sure.
Bobby pins hurt so bad when they go in too sharply. It's really more the wig pins, but doing your hair takes so long, and I really underestimated how sore your arms get when you have your arms above your head for that long. Having your arms above your head seems like it's not a big deal, but after about 3.5 minutes of that, your shoulders feel like they're gonna fall off and the blood rushes out of your hands. Oh, doing your hair for that long is way harder than it looks, and I underestimated that, and I'm sorry. I should have been more sensitive, but we don't have empathy. Sorry, we don't have sympathy unless we have empathy.
Thank you for saying that.
It's okay. So I'm like putting my hair in
you
pink
guys.
Curls. And bro, how's the burrito?
I totally was interrupting you, but I have a LA hack for you when you're done that maybe you didn't know about.
Okay, we'll get back
we'll
to that.
We'll get back to LA hack.
Can I just say this about women and beauty things? Thank you for saying that.
This position to do two hands like this.
Oh my God, your new tattoo.
Oh yeah. Two hands like this.
Yeah.
When you don't know, like when you're up there for like, truly, no exaggeration, even 8 minutes. I've gotten used to it over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But even 8 minutes of your hands above your head,
yeah,
like this.
Yeah.
That shit's hard.
I know. Can I say, and this is sounding like I'm piling on or discounting what you're saying, and I'm not. I'm just saying, if you'd like to understand what it's like to get ready in the morning as a woman, every single step is harder than you think it is in that way.
Yeah, I bet.
Everything. I bet. Eyebrows, eyelashes.
I bet.
Face, whatever. The doing the nails. Everything is like, what? Why is this so hard?
I bet.
And there's like 19 things.
And that's why.
And that's why I sat there and did my blush. That's why I sat there and did my blush.
You had 2 hours in the car.
While you moved around the things.
You had 2 hours in the car. And that's why y'all are late to stuff all the time. That's why y'all are late.
I'm never late.
Fierce. That's why the first time, you know when you go to a wedding and you're like in the wedding,
yeah,
and they're like, okay, makeup starts at 9 a.m. Photos are at 3 p.m.
And you're
like,
what?
The first time you hear that, you're like, huh?
What are you going to be doing that whole time?
What are you
going to
be doing?
Literally stuff.
Literally.
You're literally doing stuff that whole time.
That's almost not enough time.
Yeah, I know.
It's almost not enough time.
I know, to do the hair.
All right, girlies, makeup starts at midnight the night before.
And God forbid you try to glue on an eyelash and then some glue gets stuck in your eye and then you cry and then you have to fix the makeup that you cried about.
Those eyelash crimpers?
Curlers?
No.
But
the ones that put the fakes on. Where it like...
They're like
the
tweezers,
fake.
But yeah. I like the name crompers like, for them. Yeah,
they're like crimp. You know,
yeah,
when you crimp
something?
Yeah,
you squeeze them down.
You remember those scissors that used to have jiggles on them?
Yes.
Dude, what happened to those? Why don't we have more of those
you
in
think
our
we
life?
Should, sorry, real quick.
Yeah.
You think we should be using those on our eyelashes, or did
no,
you
no,
just
no.
have a moment where you
just had a moment where
scissors?
I remembered those scissors?
Okay.
Those were fun. Why don't we use those?
What would you use them for?
I don't know, but like you could like stylize your driver's license if you want. You could like
cut the edges of your driver's
license.
Yeah,
make your birth certificate look cool.
To make it zigzag?
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. You should do that.
Hi, officer. Sorry I was speeding, but take a look at this.
Take a look at that.
Take
a
look at this.
That.
Arts and crafts. Yes, it does say 6 foot on my driver's license.
I got carded the other day at a bar.
Nice. We do have an LA hack that we need to check in with Grant.
Yes.
Grant, what's your LA hack? Still eating the burrito, bro?
Still eating the burrito?
Do you have to adjust the camera or something?
No, I'm just looking.
First of all, this burrito's 4 out of 10.
Whoa.
Not good.
Can I say,
yeah,
I bought Grant an Americano this morning that was like $8. And he sipped it in the car and he was like, this is nasty. And then
the way the way he described it, Grant and I are similar in that we like shitty diner coffee.
Yeah, no, I know.
We like doo-doo coffee.
I knew he wasn't gonna like that Americano.
Grant described it. He said with disgust, he said it was aromatic. Which is one of my favorite things he's ever done.
But what I love is I buy Grant this coffee. You're tinfoil in the microphone, dude.
Is
I buy Grant
misery.
This coffee,
He's like, this is disgusting. And then Gabe bought Grant this burrito, and he just bit into it and said, this is a 4 out of 10.
I'm just keeping it real, bro.
He keeps it 100.
All right.
Grant this keeps LA it hack. A buck, this LA hack.
So as we all probably know, and it's a cliche, but it's difficult to park in Los Angeles, right?
Yes.
Right.
Always hard to find parking.
Yeah.
A lot of restrictions, all this bullshit. And I don't know if you've ever seen, but some of the curbs are yellow.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Some of the curbs are yellow, and
you
those
can park
and that's
there after
for
6 p.m.
Bro, don't let me do my shit.
What? What?
Let me do my shit.
Unacceptable podcasting. Hey, everybody listening, can you just erase the last 20
sure.
seconds of
we
your brain and let's
it.
Set it back
we
up.
We could also erase it. Go ahead.
Parking in LA is hard.
Keep
go.
Going.
Go, Grant.
Parking
in
LA is tough. Some of the curbs are yellow and you can't park on colored curbs, right?
No.
Like
no.
That's a loading zone.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's a freaking loading zone.
But did you know? Past 6 p.m., you can park on the yellow curbs.
In any part of town?
I believe
in any
part
of town. And I think
Are
also...
Are you kidding me?
Also,
you,
that okay. includes Sundays.
Did you guys know this?
It's Lauren's hack, but
yeah,
I always forget what the
okay,
rule
so
is.
Okay, so it's probably everyone's thinks it's
no,
their
no,
hack
no.
and...
No,
no,
actually,
a lot of people don't because people get nervous.
Actually, I'd like
people
to gatekeep this hack if I'm being honest.
Honestly, for real.
After
but
six,
I did it yesterday. There was no spots. There were no spots anywhere at the bar we went to.
Yeah.
And the loading spots are open. I parked in the loading spot. It was awesome.
After
Period.
Six.
Period.
But there are some white curb loading spots.
There
We're
are,
in boring podcast territory.
There are
territory.
Also some parts of town that doesn't apply, so you should always check. But anyway.
I say,
no,
just,
I'm pretty sure
I say
yellow.
Rickskit.
I'm pretty Rickskit. Sure yellow always, but there's some white loading zones that are never.
Rickskit to get the Bixkit.
Bixkit. Go ahead and Rickskit to get the Bixkit.
Rickskit to get the Bixkit.
Sometimes you gotta rix it to get that big sit. Put your money in crypto. Do
yeah.
whatever it takes.
You gotta rix it.
Rix it.
To get that big sit. You should totally go on a date with that guy you met at the doctor's office.
Who said,
hey.
I have the same thing on my toe.
I have similar...
I hated that. But
you
should rix it
to get that Bixkit. Bixkit.
Hey, that dog that the shelter tells you is not one to adopt, and you're really generous for adopting that little nasty ass dog.
Hey, I love him.
Risk it. Go ahead and rix it. Yeah.
To get that Bixkit. You should totally. You should totally start a podcast with your brothers. Even though you might get really mad at each other when you're doing it.
Yeah. We're just in the Riskit phase. We haven't gotten to the Bixkit phase.
Because Bixkit would mean that we have enough money to live, which we don't always.
which we do from the rest of our lives, but not from this.
Right.
Riskit.
To get the Bixkit.
Sometimes the Riskit is longer than you'd think to get that Bixkit. Yeah.
Sometimes the Riskit just stays in the Riskit.
Sometimes it's Riskit forever.
Sometimes it's Riskit forever, but isn't it about the Riskit anyway?
Not about the Bixkit. 'Cause life's about the Riskit and not the Bixkit. That's true, Grant, huh? Life's about the Riskit and
Don't
not about the
think,
biscuit.
Grant, that
Don't
life
you
is
think?
Really about the Riskit?
Really about
He's
the Riskit and not so much about the biscuit.
Don't you think that life's about the Triskit?
And not about the Squiskit? He's chewing. He can't answer. Anyway.
I read recently.
Uh-oh.
That outer space smells like burnt steak.
Is that because the sun is cooking us all slowly?
Interesting.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like it's literally burning the, it's burning proteins, huh? Oh, STEM podcast. Here we go.
What's the sun
The sun
burning?
Is slowly burning us.
Hold on.
It is slowly
What's
burning
us. What's
the
sun burning? Hold on.
When it burns your skin?
No, 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 no. As it's traveling, it must be burning something, yeah?
Hydrogen.
Hydrogen.
Hydrogen. Of course.
So.
Hydrogen.
Hydrogen.
Right. Forgot about hydrogen.
So if the sun is burning hydrogen. If the sun is burning hydrogen as it travels through space at the light of speed of light, then hydrogen giving off a stink of burnt steak must mean that cows are made of hydrogen.
And if cows
are made of hydrogen, then I guess more than just cows could be made of hydrogen. Perhaps we're all made of a little bit hydrogen. And if we're all made of a little bit hydrogen, maybe just maybe the sun is burning us.
Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm really glad we figured that out because
I wanted to end the episode so bad right there.
Yeah, but we're not even close.
I know. Everyone has to keep listening to our nonsense for another long time.
I feel like this is a good time actually for me to announce that I'm allergic to the sun.
Oh, have we talked about this?
No.
I don't think we've talked about this.
Most people I spend a lot of time with in my life currently don't know that I'm allergic to the sun.
It's called...
Polymorphic light disruption is my condition.
Sorry, can we say it one more time? Because I need a little...
Polymorphic light disruption. Oh. Do you want me to say it one more time?
No. We've done it. Polymorphic light disruption.
Polymorphic light disruption.
So basically, I'm allergic to the sun's rays.
This is real, actually.
No, it's not the same as getting sun poisoning. That's when you go on vacation and don't wear sunscreen and then you throw up.
Yes.
Sun allergy
is not the same as just being pasty white either.
No. And it's not the same as one time there was a TLC show about a girl who like couldn't see the sun and so she walked around with gloves on and an umbrella because she was like deathly allergic.
I think that's called Twilight, isn't it?
Oh my God, totally. Anyway, basically I can't believe I'm talking about this because it basically results in me revealing that I get a rash from the sun. When I haven't been in the sun for a long time.
The internet loves to hear about your rashes.
Totally.
Yeah.
So I actually got it the other day. The back of my leg is covered in these itchy bumps because
how?
I was in Palm Springs and it was hot and sunny and I laid out in the sun.
But you've been in LA. It's been kind of cloudy in LA.
Yeah, but I haven't been laying out. And so, yeah, no, I have these bumps on my leg because I'm allergic.
But literally you're allergic to the sun.
That was me putting up my glasses
no,
like
we
a nerd.
We knew. Although for the audio listener, that doesn't
really
help.
Hey, for the audio listener, we're sitting in a basement.
For the audio listener, she did the thing where you put your thumb on the bridge of your nose and push it up to make a joke to say
to
nerd.
Say
the universal signal for nerd.
The universal signal for nerd. But for the audio listener, what's more interesting than that is the fact that we're sitting in a dark basement. And I'm going to take some content of what it looks like down here because...
It's spooky.
Ookie.
Yeah. I'll show you the staircase I came down to let you guys in.
Can you imagine
spooky. If
you walked in... You're already scared about going into a basement, right?
And you walk in and
hold on. You're already scared about going into the basement. You go, what could be the scariest possible thing in this room?
Haunting this place.
There's nothing that could be scarier in this room than three stupid white people doing a podcast. Imagine you walk in on this. That's spooky.
Somebody's going to come down here, terrified, and all their worst nightmares. They would rather have the damn Babadook come out and get them. They would rather have Freddy Krueger come out than us.
We are a modern day Babadook.
Someone comes down and we're like, hi, welcome to the podcast. Come on in.
No! Don't go down there.
Oh my gosh.
Worse than you could even imagine.
It's worse than you could even imagine.
No, but I do think that this place is obviously haunted as all places like this are.
You know
what
I was thinking? Sorry, interrupting you, but here I go. Yeah. We were talking about the universal signal of nerd is pushing your glasses up your bridge of your nose. I realized the universal signal for can we get the check? You like make a little signature. That's gonna go away.
That's
already gone, right?
That's like not what I do.
Like our kids aren't like I'm gonna be like, can I get the check? And they're gonna be like, Huh?
That's not what I do.
It's like I'm flicking an abacus. No, you know what I mean? Like,
right. And I'm ahead of the game there. I actually pantomime pulling out my credit card and setting it down on a tray. I pull it out and I set it down on a tray.
Yeah.
And then I pantomime Venmo charging all my friends.
Yeah. I pantomime double clicking my iPhone, making my face go still so that it recognizes my face, and then tapping it. I'm like, hey, can we get the... And the waiter's like, yeah, I got you. That's the new universal sign for, like, can we get the check? Can we get the...
Should we do all 5 cards or does someone want the points?
Fully, dude. Fully.
No, actually, but that is not how I get the check from the waiter. How I get the check from the waiter...
How do you get it?
Well, I just make a smile and I make eye contact.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They know what you want.
Mine is always, hey, my friend.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm getting tired of the wide eyes. And as I'm getting older and I'm a boy, no one cares. When you're a cute girl, you're like eyes, and that is like the bat signal for a waiter. But when I'm like
they're like, is the Muppet like, okay?
Is he okay?
Is the Muppet okay? Over in the corner? Do you think it needs water?
Is that theme park Gene Wilder doing all right? Does he need assistance? And I need them to. So I'm now in the like, hey, my friend. Yeah. I'm going full dad. I'm truly going full dad. I can already feel it. But it's driven by.
It's hard to not become your parents.
It's hard to not become your
like
parents.
Like that one commercial about insurance.
And it's also just driven by pace. And it's driven by Lauren right now being pregnant. When she's done, I'm not gonna not get this dude's attention.
Right.
When she's tie.
She's got to go lay down.
Her feet are so swollen. It's so cute.
I know. Poor
she had
thing.
To get. She had to buy new shoes. Did you know this? She doesn't fit her shoes.
Well,
she
I
had
gave
to buy.
Her some of my big shoes.
But she went to a running store. She went to a running store where you can return the shoes within 90 days. So she just bought some big shoes. She's gonna have the baby, and then she's hoping that her feet
some
will
flat foot shoes.
Her feet
I
will
have
swell,
some
or
boots.
Unswell.
I have some boots that are a size and a half too big. Because my friend Gracie, shout out Gracie.
Oh, are those the ones she wore to the opening party?
No.
The white sorrels?
Oh yeah, those are mine.
Yeah.
And they're a size too big.
They seem comfy.
Those ones are a size too big. Well, I was going to say, my friend Gracie told me that you should always buy boots a size too big so that you walk with a sense of command, which I think is fierce.
That's
but
cool.
Also, those
stomping
around and taking up space. But also, those boots are too big because they were on clearance at Nordstrom Rack for $5.
There's nothing we love more than the clearance from Nordstrom Rack.
Sorel boots, $5. Sorel, whatever, however you want to say it. They're waterproof. And I was going on a trip to London where I knew there would be rain and I needed waterproof shoes. And I found cute ones for $5.
Clearance at Nordstrom Rack.
Cleared a freaking rack. I got $5 boots. I got $5 boots. I got $5 boots. I love a sale.
That was when I zoomed out of my body and was like, we're in a public place and we're allowed to be here, but also I'm sort of waiting any moment for someone to walk through the doors that you can't see and see Allie going, I got $5 boots! Just screaming in the lobby of this rehearsal hall.
I love a sale.
Allie,
what can
you
I
should
say?
You should talk about the woman who shot Andy Warhol and her aura.
God.
What?
Oh my God. So
did you meet the lady who shot Andy Warhol?
No, she has to be dead. There's no way she. No, I think she is. I think we confirmed she's no longer with
did
us.
Did she?
Grant and I did a bunch.
Kill
of,
him.
So this
is
why
how
I,
he died.
No, she shot him twice in the stomach, and he survived.
Damn.
He was declared dead briefly and then survived.
Wait, so
50, I just want to
he
say,
was one of her friends.
50 Cent is like the Andy Warhol of his generation?
Totally. Grant, what were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, I just want to say we got on this topic because of the new Skrillex album And right. I know the people listening to this podcast.
They don't, but you should speak your truth.
The people listening to this podcast don't care about the Skrillex album. But I hope the people listening to this podcast care about all forms of art. And I want them to go listen and DM me your favorite song on that album. But we got on this topic because the album is called Fuck You Skrillex, You Think You're Andy Warhol, But You're Not.
Right. That's the name of the album.
Yeah.
And then I said, Grant, did you know that I keep looking over there thinking someone's coming?
I got $5 bills!
And I said, Grant, did you know that Andy Warhol was shot by his friend in his art studio? And Grant was like, no, I didn't know that. It was a woman who was a super feminist, if you can call it that. She was like really anti-male. She had a coalition that she was the sole member of that was like society.
She was the sole member?
What's the...
It was
society something? Cultivating...
It was like getting
useless
rid of
men.
It was like I should look it up because it was basically like her manifesto was like there should be no men, period.
Well, it was the acronym was SCUM.
The acronym was SCUM, but it stood for something.
Before we get on this, what do we call the female versions of incels? Well, let's come up with that right now.
I don't know that we should be the one coining that.
Scum.
Probably scum.
Scum. Scum.
Okay.
Because that's what she wanted. That's what she asked for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the there's incels and scums.
And to be clear,
and she was a scum.
To be clear, this woman was onto something. However. However,
Grant
she
off
took it
mic
a
li- just said, here
a,
we go.
She took it a little too far. She took it a little too far. I will admit.
A little too far.
Yeah, she wanted to eliminate
she
all
men.
She
shot a man in the stomach.
Right. Well, that was because she had paranoid schizophrenia, ultimately, is what she was diagnosed with.
Fierce.
Post shooting her friend in the stomach. But basically, so Andy Warhol had...
Do you find yourself shooting your friends in the stomach?
Visit your doctor to find out. You may have things going on more than you thought.
More than you thought. So Andy Warhol...
Do you want to
eliminate half the population? Please visit your doctor immediately.
It's funny, but it's not funny. It's not, ultimately, it's not funny. It's very sad on all accounts, all for all of those people. But basically, Andy Warhol was like the it dude in the late 60s, early 70s, which Grant was pointing out. If there is painters who are that famous right now and that in the culture, in part of the zeitgeist, I don't know who they are.
Banksy. Like,
oh, I guess you're right. It's Banksy, basically. But Banksy
is only cool because we don't know who he or
so
she is.
He's so special because they've like totally like
yeah.
suppressed their identity.
But it's like if Banksy was like at parties.
If Banksy would,
might
no,
be
not,
at parties.
Gabe,
who is Banksy?
Gabe, it's not if Banksy was at parties. It's Banksy? It's if Banksy was throwing the parties.
Oh, yeah.
Because Warhol was like Gatsby. He had the factory, which was his art studio that had walls lined with like silver foil, like vibey.
That's cool.
And that's where all like the celebrities, artists, like tastemakers of the time would party in New York in the late 60s, early
70s. Was at the factory?
At the factory. And they would make their own like indie films and Warhol would paint, but they would all work together and be creative together. And it was like this moment in history.
And they were all banging, huh?
They had to have been.
They were all touching each other.
Everyone everywhere is always.
Bro, they
doing
were on that good LSD, and that's why that chick went
crazy.
And now yeah. that is a claim that we can't make because that we can't confirm that. We don't know what she was on.
Do you find yourself
LSD? Stop. Have you been staring at the shiny walls of Andy Warhol's apartment a little too long?
Stop.
Please go visit your doctor. Please.
Stop. This is not something to joke about.
And yet.
And yet we're here. So anyway, all that to say, she had a play that she wanted Andy to produce. Andy did not want to produce it. It was part of her manifesto about like eliminating all men, which
yeah.
Andy was one. So it's kind of crazy to ask him to produce that. But anyway, she asked him to produce this play. He was like, I don't want to.
She said, I have a play about killing all men and I hate all men. Hey, let me go ask this man to help me produce it.
Do you mind producing this? And then again, I wasn't there, obviously, so I don't know all the details, but this is what we
allegedly,
read.
Allegedly, as people say on podcasts, allegedly.
This
allegedly.
Is coming from the trusted source, historychannel.com. So, with a grain of salt.
Historychannel.com.
That's where I read all this. Today in the car.
And this is why I wasn't doing blush in the car, because I was studying up on this. So anyway, she walks in to his, oh, he loses the manuscript of this play, completely loses it. And she's like, where's my manuscript? And he's like, I don't know. And then she's like, you're stealing my intellectual property. And then he stops taking her calls.
Oh, so she thought he was...
She thought he was going to go ahead and produce the play on his own. Which, if you know anything about anything, to get something produced is impossible.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine
accidentally to get
taking a script and just like... all of a sudden a play appears and you never heard about it.
And you're like, that's my play. Anyway, she got so upset and so paranoid. Obviously she had pretty severe mental illness and that is very sad.
Yes.
She got so upset and so paranoid that she showed up to his art studio and shot him in the gut twice.
And the random guy that was...
And he was in a meeting with a random guy. She shot his ass too.
Really? Mm-hmm. But they both lived?
Andy lived, but never really recovered. He got shot in the lungs and like the, what did I say? Like the, like he got messed up and he never really got back to normal because he was so obviously like paranoid and traumatized after that.
Yeah.
The guy that was with him didn't sustain any like significant injuries.
Fierce. I want
to
be that guy.
Anyway, she turned herself in. She went to a cop later that day and was like, Andy Warhol had too much control over my life. So I had to do something about it. Handed the cop her guns.
And herself?
And she handed herself over.
And was like, hey, I did it.
I'm under arrest.
You got me.
You got me.
Do you find yourself
turning yourself into the cops after shooting a play producer who turned your project down, and also you shot his friend? Please, please, before you do any of that, visit your doctor.
Visit your local.
Visit your local, literally anybody other than doing that.
Get help. Anyway.
You want to hear my
take?
That
happened in the 70s.
My take on this that might have to get cut, honestly.
Okay. We'll leave this in, and if we jump to another section, you know we couldn't keep it, but we'll leave this in matter what. Okay. So everybody, just hold your breath for a second, and hopefully you get to hear this.
What if Andy Warhol was just laying that pipe on her, right?
Andy Warhol was gay.
Oh, he was?
We're keeping it in.
Okay, but let me go with my theory.
Okay, but
anyway.
Go with the theory anyway. Because he could have still...
Right, totally.
He was laying pipe on this chick for...
No, we're taking this out.
No, okay. I'm keeping it.
Anyway, he was laying pipe on this chick and then started laying pipe on some other chick and she got jealous and shot him.
Yeah. Gay Andy Warhol.
Said, fuck all men.
Gay Andy Warhol.
I don't...
Was sleeping with this woman and then decided to sleep with other women.
The manifest... First of all, horrible theory. Second of all, the manifesto that she was writing, I don't think... you could go that dark with it after getting cheated on. My guess is something horrific happened to this woman that led her into that. Well, that's why I'm saying it's not actually funny because...
Probably in her childhood, right?
She probably had something like unspeakable happen to her because how else would you arrive?
This is the subject change fairy. He's coming in to change it. It's the subject change fairy. He says we're in a dangerous territory. It's the fairy who comes in to save us from ourselves. It's the subject change fairy. And he says, let's be done with that subject.
All right, fine. New subject.
I've got a new one.
Do you know that?
No, I actually do have one, but did you?
Well, the subjects that I have are all subjects that I, before I started, was like this. What are some fun facts?
Okay.
Online.
Then let's try to say this.
That's how I knew the steak thing in this space.
We might have the same one, so let's say it at the same time.
Okay.
And Grant, tell us if we said the same thing at the same time.
And I guess we would if you let us know if we're in sync. And then also,
obviously.
Also, if we don't say the same thing at the same time, you get to choose what we'll continue with, okay?
Oh, he's going to pick yours. Okay,
you don't
ready?
Know that. You might have something really interesting.
Mine starts with.
It's going to be the same thing.
I know, but
ready?
Mine starts with, did you know that?
Okay, great.
And then.
We'll say, did you know that? Okay, ready?
If this is the same thing, I'm going to scream. Okay, ready?
Three, two.
Wait. I'm going to say, did you know that?
Yeah, I know the rules.
Okay,
I know the rules.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Three, two, one.
Did you know that Paris Hilton has an air fryer?
Close. Very close.
Okay. I said okay. Paris Hilton.
I think we should go with yours.
Mine is very short. Allie's is educational. Grant's, what do you wish?
Did you say Paris Hilton has an air fryer?
He said Paris uh-huh. Hilton has an air fryer, and I said octopuses.
Like she owns an air fryer?
No, or no, no, no.
I mean, thought that probably. Was your fun fact.
I mean, probably, but
she has
she has like a branded
she
one.
She has a branded pink. There's also a white one, but obviously you're going to get the pink
Wait,
Paris
no,
Hilton
Wait, no, I want
fryer.
The white one.
And on the handle, cool. it says PH. And apparently there's a whole suite of like, she's Rachel Ray'd herself, and she's done a whole suite of like kitchenware that you can buy at Walmart.
Wait, Sorry, the Walmart thing threw me off. But Paris...
Don't let it throw you off.
Paris Hilton white air fryer, I would consider
You would
in
get
my
the
kitchen.
White over the pink?
I don't want anything pink in my kitchen.
Yeah, but if it's Paris Hilton.
Still, it would kind of throw off my vibe. I'm thinking about right. my kitchen.
Right. Okay.
And I will say, Grant lived with me briefly for 3 months. I know we've touched on this, but he had a big, fat, black air fryer that sat on the counter and smelled like old meat. Now...
he's just
Am I wrong?
He's right. He's just saying
no,
you're right.
All right. Now, I like the function of an air fryer.
Sure.
However, it's sitting on my counter for extensive periods of time makes me want to die. I don't even own a toaster for this reason. It's not just about the stinky meat one. It's about appliances in general. I really struggle with them. A lot of plants in my kitchen, not a lot of appliances. I have made some exceptions for things like an espresso and a beautiful white KitchenAid. Now.
But a KitchenAid's a flex.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is why I'm saying if I had a Paris Hilton white air fryer, I might find a place for that in my kitchen.
Okay.
The big nasty one that smells like meat.
Not so good.
I would make Grant put it away after he used it every time. And he was like, why do I have to put this away? Because I have so much cabinet space.
Where
He's like, why do I have to put this away? And I'm like, because it's ugly and it smells bad. And then we'd argue about it.
I'm kind of in between you both on that.
Okay.
Because I get it.
The peacemaker.
I get it.
The peacekeeper among us.
I do get it. No, I just mean I'm a little more leaning Grant.
Wait,
let
me do the far end of the spectrum and then you do the middle.
Okay. Far end of the spectrum.
A kitchen is there to be used. Kitchens need to be functional. Kitchens need to be efficient. I think the aesthetic appeal can be left to other parts of the home.
Okay,
Let's not make what happens in the kitchen any more difficult than it already is.
So,
and that's my take.
Totally agree. Totally understand. I do lean more function than form in the kitchen. Yeah. I do lean more like I like to see the knives. Like, right. you know, when people have that's very boy of me. But, you know, yeah. when people have their nice knives like on that magnet thing,
yeah.
I like that. Lauren is not that because that doesn't seem form to her. That seems more function.
Sure. I
like a tea kettle feels fine to me.
Yeah, I mean, I have one that's shaped like a strawberry. So.
A toaster feels fine to me.
Yeah,
but
I get that.
Like, so like, is it, I feel like the middle ground becomes like we have found a cookie jar that's shaped like a crazy toaster. So it's like a little trick. So it's like if you can find things that are functional but are cute,
yeah,
then they start to get left out in a way that's nice.
So for me and Grant. We've spent enough time together to know this about ourselves. Grant will always prefer function, and I will always prefer beauty. So we will always disagree on how to, like, where to arrive on something like this.
Where do you not prefer beauty, and where do you not prefer function? For the listener, I turned my head and asked the first question to Allie and the
Grant,
second question to Grant.
Yes.
Are there things that you care?
Clothing would be an example where I care more about. I care
more about style
than
function.
Like obviously, there's people who just wear sweatpants or just wear functional, comfortable clothing.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
But you want vibe.
I care about fashion.
Yeah,
more
yeah.
than
more
function in that
totally.
Realm.
Totally.
So if like your fit is inconvenient for the activity, but you look good, you would rather do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm the same.
There are very few places in my life where I'm not trying to optimize for beauty.
What a
to
sentence.
To the detriment of
is there nothing,
efficiency.
Is there nothing you care function about?
I mean, I care about the function of things. Like, I want my oven to work. I want my fridge to work. Like, I want my car to drive.
I know, but the question we're asking. Answer the question. Is there a thing that you're like, okay, no matter, this curling iron is ugly as hell and I leave it out on my thing every day, but I want to walk into my bathroom and be able to turn it on and just get it going.
I am getting to a place.
Phone chargers, like cords. Are there things that you're like?
No, but I am getting to a place.
Cars.
You don't do it with cars.
Yeah.
Well, my car being the color white was very important to me.
Well, you ain't keeping it white.
Well, that's
with all the scritchy scratches
that's
on there.
That's different.
With all the oopsies on there.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you gave me the option of two cars and you said this one runs better, but this one's prettier, I'd probably pick the prettier one.
That's why you want a little Fiat.
That's why I wanted a little Fiat.
Because a little Fiat is like, what is that as a car? But it's cute.
For the listener, I am in the market for a new car. And so if you have any suggestions on beautiful and functional cars, maybe we could marry the two.
Mercedes.
A Mercedes. Yeah, that's the kind of tax bracket I'm in right now. That's the kind of cars I'm searching for.
Hey, look.
Well, I did think the other day, is it possible for me, Lil and me, to have a convertible?
Yeah.
I live in California and I have no kids.
You would like a convertible,
I would
actually
have so much fun,
of
I
the
think.
Type of person who you are, you would like that.
But the one thing
you would
thing
whip
that
around
I'm
with all your homies to your late-ass dinners. Yeah. It would be, ooh, you guys would
it
roll
would be
up.
Epic.
You guys would roll up to your
screaming
brunch at 5
Paramore.
P.m. Oh, it would be so fun.
Whatever meant to brag.
This is a stupid logistical question that probably doesn't need to be on the podcast, but do you need more than two seats? Are you whipping around? How many girlies are we whipping around?
Oh, yeah. That's
around
a great question,
I'm
actually
not whipping around that many girlies. I think I could do a two-seater.
Hey, never underestimate your questions, because that's a great
No, that
one.
Is a good question.
How many
I mean,
girlies
we're all
are we
Ubering.
Whipping around?
We're all Ubering, really. When we're with the girls, we're all Ubering. I'm very rarely driving people around. I'm just usually driving me and one other person around, or me and my dog.
So you could just... Yo, Biggie.
Should I get a two-seater? That's crazy.
Well, you could get a Mazda Miata, like an old Mazda Miata.
Well, let me. That's what Grant said earlier.
Is that what you were
going to
say?
That's crazy.
Bro.
But here's the thing.
What?
I know that I am not the mother of your child.
Thank God.
That sounds like a crazy thing
what
to say.
What a horrendous. That's a crazy thing. Of all the things you have said
on this
podcast.
What I meant to say is. What I meant
to
say is.
That is the thing we should cut.
What I meant to say is. I keep
you know
being
you're
like,
not the mom, but
I keep being like, I'm about to have a niece. I should have a safe car to drive my niece around in. I really want a car that I can drive my niece around in. And then my friends keep being like, yeah, but you're not having
you're not
a
baby. The mom. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm like, right. But I want to be able to drive my niece around.
I know, but we could also trade. Like, you could take our car and.
And then you could take mine for a spin?
Yeah. I just mean like.
Yeah.
I just mean like there's going to be a car seat in there.
Right. I guess I just want to know how much
we'll
I should factor.
We'll figure out the logistics when we get there.
I guess
there.
I just want to know how much I should factor my niece into buying a car next.
I don't know.
If at all.
I don't know.
I think zero.
You think zero? That's what my friends are saying. Yeah. My friends are like, you're being crazy.
I
you're
think
not
zero.
The mom.
I don't think you're being crazy. I think that's sweet, but I don't think you need to let it steer
it's
the
on,
ship.
It's on the way to crazy.
On the
well,
way to
I'm
crazy.
Well, I'm always on the way to crazy.
Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm always
on another
on
episode
my
of Mom
way
Said
to being crazy.
Where Allie's always on the way to crazy.
It's only a matter of time.
This is
I'm crazy.
We're gonna end the episode right now because we do, in fact, have to record another episode
in
here
the basement,
in this basement
of this museum.
So
see you next week where
we'll still be
in this basement.
In these same
Help,
outfits.
Let us out.
And in the same basement. Truly, thank you for listening. I know Allie yells at me every week, but I really am so thankful. There's been people commenting and sharing their favorite things on YouTube. We have video on Spotify now. So if you're on Spotify, it does the cool thing
watch.
Where you can listen to it. And then when you're stationary, you can watch
you can
it
see us
and
in this
picks
basement.
Up in the same and you
Help.
Can see this spooky,
we're stuck down
basement.
Here. Let us out.
Thank you guys so much. We really do enjoy. We'll see you Grant has a thing.
If you made it this far, I know you're a real one and you respect me. And you'll go listen to the new Skrillex album and you'll DM me your favorite song from that Skrillex album.
Wow.
And I love you for that. And thanks for listening, everyone.
We love you for that.
Wow, thank you. Bye.
And we'll see you in the spooky basement. Goodbye.
See you next week in the spooky basement. Goodbye.
Yeah. We gotta go.
We gotta go.